10 years ago, Alex Eve started a skateboarding company that offered rescued and repurposed T-shirts on the side. Before long, Eve says it became apparent to him that these shirts were the most important piece of his business. Today, his company, Stay Vocal, offers strictly reused and repurposed apparel. He says he uses shirts donated to him by thrift stores or ones he rescues from merchandising companies.
So whether a band breaks up or a company goes out of business, a lot of times merchandise companies only have a certain amount of time that they can try to sell them before they have to shred them or burn them or at the very least send them off to a third world country. So I work with those merchandise companies, and I have contacts. I used to tour with bands selling merchandise, so I have a lot of contacts, and I rescue those T-shirts, and then I incorporate new designs on them. Sometimes they're flipped inside out. Sometimes I put a patch over the original design, or if the design is workable, I just mix mine into it, and it adds for a lot more fun T-shirts that way.
Eve says he tries to operate his company using as little waste as possible. All orders are printed on pieces of scrap paper, and all his apparel is shipped in cereal boxes.
This specific one, I'm wearing a cereal-themed shirt, and then it comes with a prize inside, so some kind of reused prize, because what's the best part of getting a box of cereal when you're a kid, especially?
The toy inside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He's been traveling around the United States, staying with customers, friends, and even friends of friends, selling his apparel from pop-up shops. In Fargo, he spent a few hours selling his apparel out of A&D, a brand new store downtown with the same sort of mission. Ashley Deedon owns and operates A&D.
I make handcrafted neckties and bow ties. And like Alex, everything that I make is from a secondhand material. So my neckties and bow ties are actually made from men's button-down shirts. And I take those shirts, I get them from thrift stores, through donations. People occasionally bring me shirts that are meaningful to them. And instead of making neckties and bow ties out of new fabric, I use a secondhand material.
On his road trip, Eves has also been working on shooting a documentary film entitled Reuse, Because You Can't Recycle the Planet. He says while it may be trendy to go green, it's also important.
It's an in thing to do, but it's also just the thing that makes sense. You know, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, you know, that was how it was done. There's just this unfortunate era from, you know, the 50s to the 2000s of disposability, you know. I'm just trying to kind of go back, you know, a few steps so we can all go forward many more steps, you know, because you know, if we keep living a disposable life or even a recycled life, you know, there's only so many resources. You know, to extend this planet, we need to extend the lives of everything that's already here.
The film will feature several people and projects Eves has encountered in his travels on his reuse tour. He says it is scheduled to be released next year on April 22nd, Earth Day. For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.